piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. One of our favorite New York Times commentators on food is Mark Bittman. Seems like every time he writes an article, it's something that we want to comment on.
This is a man who started out writing recipes and food articles.
Yeah.
He has left that to become actually a spokesperson for food outrage.
Yeah.
You know, and things that are going on in the food world, which everybody should know about. But because he's got this wonderful New York Times presence, millions of people can read him both in print and also online. He can do a lot of good this way, letting us know of what's going on in the world food.
And we're passing along some of that to you. He had a very interesting one, which he called Coke Blinks. He's talking about Coke starting out an ad campaign in which they're allying themselves to the battle against obesity.
Yes.
Which garnered quite a bit of derisive comment from other people around the world. What? Coke's against obesity?
Well,
it's like tobacco companies saying they're against smoking.
Look how long it took tobacco to finally be regulated.
Yes.
Things are going to happen with sugar. There was a message from Coke, the video. Coke is saying too many calories will make you fat, which is true.
How about that?
Then they say that those in Coke are no worse than others and that we're all in this together, which is absolutely ridiculous.
It's kind of absurd.
Because their business is to get us to consume sugar-laden drinks, which are not healthy and are not good for anybody, and they're totally unnecessary.
Here's the basic thing. One Coke a day. You've already reached your level of tolerance of sugar. Americans are drinking three or four of those.
The sugar consumption on an annual basis, it's over 150 pounds per person. Where's it coming from? It's coming mainly from processed foods.
Yes.
And so 150 pounds per person per year, look at all the processed foods that you find that stuff in. You may not even be aware that you're eating it.
Bittman tells us about this brilliant Real Bears video. Go to Google and type in Real Bears ad. It's pretty devastating.
It shows you the results of sugar overconsumption. Coke has been using the polar bear as a symbol, this cuddly animal that loves to drink Coca-Cola. Now, where the heck did that come from?
Yeah.
These other video artists created this video showing what happens to polar bears when you drink too much Coke. Not only do they get fat, but there's all these other metabolic problems that are caused within the bears until finally one of them actually has to have a limb amputated.
Yeah.
Now, Coke never shows that.
No.
Because that's one of the results of diabetes. You get poor circulation in your limbs. Very often there is amputation associated with that.
What he's saying is that drinking soda is a fructose delivery system in the same sense that tobacco is a nicotine delivery
system. Exactly.
The two can be conflated. It's a very useful thing for us to be thinking about.
What's good is that this is coming into public policy focus right now. There are public health officials and scientists, physicians, journalists, politicians. They're all getting on this bandwagon now to focus on this issue of fructose as being a delivery system to our livers, basically.
Yeah, soda particularly.
Soda is a fructose delivery system.
Because, after all, it's focused largely at children.
Yes.
But it's not taking into account the other ways in which we get way too much fructose into our system.
Right, right.
But we'll be discussing this in future programs that we're doing. And so for that reason, you ought to come back and listen to
The Food Guys. Guys.